I'm Cassandra Earle. You are listening to News and Views at RadioRegent.com, and this is your weekly news roundup. Beginning with international news, the number of worldwide COVID-19 cases surpassed 9 million this week, and the World Health Organization is urging countries to unite against it. There's been a large rise in the number of cases of COVID-19 in Brazil, Iraq, India, and the southern and western United States. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday that world leaders shouldn't politicize the pandemic and instead unite against it. The head of the organization said that the pandemic is still accelerating and has daily increases in infections. The head of the organization said, quote, "The greatest threat we face now is not the virus itself. It's the lack of global solidarity and global leadership," unquote. More than 468,000 cases have occurred across the world, according to Johns Hopkins University. However, experts say that the actual number of cases are probably higher due to the limited testing in some areas and asymptomatic cases. Hundreds of scientists have stated that there is evidence to suggest that smaller particles of the coronavirus that live in the air can infect people, as reported by the New York Times. The World Health Organization has said that the coronavirus spreads from person to person through small droplets that are expelled through the nose or the mouth when a person sneezes, coughs, or speaks. In a letter, 239 scientists from 32 countries highlighted evidence that shows that smaller particles can infect people as well. WHO spokesperson Tarek Jazarevic said that the organization is aware of the letter and will be reviewing the contents. According to the New York Times, the scientists claim that large droplets can zoom through the air, such as after a sneeze, but smaller droplets can spread across the room, which means the coronavirus is airborne. However, the health agency stated that evidence that suggests the virus is airborne is not convincing, according to the New York Times. Dr. Benetta Alegrazi, the World Health Organization's technical lead of infection prevention and control, said although the statement is possible, the evidence is not solid or clear. Health Canada is warning Canadians about counterfeit N95 respirators, which they say may not provide proper protection from COVID-19. The safety warning was issued by Health Canada on Monday, stating that the counterfeit respirators were falsely labeled as being approved by the U.S. National Institute for Occupational Health and Safety and might not meet the standards of that organization. The masks were being sold under a company named Shanghai Dashing Health Products Manufacturer Co. and used the company's device number, according to Health Canada. The agency has directed the company to stop selling these masks as well as issue a recall. The Canadian Border Services Agency is also working with Health Canada to stop the importation of these items. Anyone in possession of one of the counterfeit masks is being asked to stop using it, as it may not provide the protection necessary. Health Canada is also calling on provincial and territorial health authorities, in addition to other healthcare institutions, to review their inventory to make sure they aren't using these counterfeit masks. In more local news, in Ontario, health officials are reporting no new COVID-19-related deaths for the first time since March. Every day since March, Ontario has reported multiple deaths in relation to COVID-19, and as of Monday, there have been 2,684 total deaths from the virus in the province. The highest single-day death count was on April 30th, with health officials reporting 86 deaths from the virus in 24 hours. But as of Monday, the province has seen a full 24 hours with no new deaths, despite a small uptick of 154 cases, whereas the days before were 138 new cases on Sunday and 121 on Saturday. Ontario Health Minister Christine Elliott said that 29 out of 34 public health units in the province have reported 5 or fewer cases on Monday, and 18 of them reported no new cases at all. A report states that of Monday's cases, 43 were found in Peel Region, 59 in Toronto, 12 in the York Region, and 4 in Windsor, Essex. A Toronto woman who refused to wear a mask inside a hospital was denied care, and she filmed the whole thing, then put it on social media. Letitia Montana said she went to St. Joseph's Hospital with her son with a, quote, suspected broken finger, unquote, on July 4th. In the video, she is speaking to a woman at the front counter of the emergency room who is asking Montana to wear a mask. Montana then says during the video that she's being asked to wear a mask or she will be denied service, which the woman at the front counter confirms. The video does not show Montana being escorted out of the emergency room, but it has been viewed more than 4 million times. Wearing a non-medical mask became mandatory in all indoor public spaces in Toronto on Tuesday in an order to help slow the spread of COVID-19. Unity Health Network said on Monday that their staff were simply following the guidance of the Ministry of Health when the incident occurred. Toronto Mayor John Tory said himself that he thought wearing a mask in a hospital emergency room was a reasonable request, and Health Minister Christine Elliott thanked the hospital staff for their efforts. I'm Cassandra Earle, and you're listening to Radio Regent at RadioRegent.com.
You're listening to Radio Regent at RadioRegent.com.